Brilliant. Do please take a seat. It's so wonderful to be part of this carol service tonight. I hope you are loving being here. It's just great, isn't it, to hear the account of Christmas read to us from the Bible. And also, it's what we're singing about. It's just so wonderful to see everybody gathered here this evening. I'm Manda Featherstone, and I have the privilege of being the vicar here at St Mary's. And you're just so welcome here tonight. Just wonderful to see everybody. And I can tell you that as a vicar, I'm always on the lookout for a really good retellable story, especially at Christmas. Well, a couple of weeks ago, I came across this one. How the staff in a coffee shop in Truro walked out. Bless them. There you go, you can see them on the screen. A lovely young team now standing in the rain. What had happened was that the coffee shop boss had decided to play the same four Christmas songs on repeat. He said it was his plan for boosting sales because once the customers heard Wham's Last Christmas for a second time, and certainly for a third time, they would neck down their flat white or latte and they would escape, thus leaving the table open for the next customers and more money. And do you know what? Apparently, it was working. But the same four songs on repeat all day, every day, was just too much for the staff. So on a rainy morning, they just walked out. Well, as I stand here tonight, there won't be songs on repeat. But there is the message of Christmas on repeat. The message, unto us, a child is born. This is the good news message of Jesus' birth. It is the message of Christmas. And it's the message I'm sharing with you now. And it was the Christmas message last year. And the year before that. And the year before that. And so on. But unlike those Christmas songs, this is a message that deserves repeating. Now, I look out at you lovely lot, and I'm pretty sure no one's going to walk out. But I do have to say at this point, if there is someone here jiggling and absolutely desperate for the loos, which are just there, we won't think you've walked out. Do please go. We repeat the account of the birth of Jesus because his was a history-changing birth. Unto us a child is born stands repeating because it's a message that is good news. And for those who make a personal response to it, it is life-changing and life-giving. Unto us a child is born. Firstly, it stands repeating because it is true. It actually took place. Our first reading tonight, from which I've taken this quote, was from the prophet Isaiah. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the prophet gave that message 700 to 800 years before Jesus was born. Isaiah foretold what would happen. God gave him the message because God had a plan. And that plan came to pass. Our later reading from the Gospel of Luke told us the time came for the baby to be born. It happened. Jesus, who is God, left the glory of heaven and came to earth as a vulnerable baby. And the message of God come to earth is one I will never tire of repeating. Because it is a truth I so want each and every person to hear. We talk of the Christmas story, But it's not a story in the sense that it was made up or even that it's debatable. It's a story in the sense that it's an account of what actually happened. We heard read to us these words. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken. This was while Quirinius was governor of Syria. Well done, Trev, for pronouncing Quirinius. So Joseph went to Bethlehem, the town of David. These rulers, that census, these places, they are real. The Bible locates the birth of Jesus in a specific and very defined time and place because it really happened. Unto us was born a child, Jesus. And this is true, magnificently true. And another reason that it's a message that deserves repeating is that it's for everyone. Unto us a child is born. Us, that's you and me, all of us. When those angels appeared on the hillside to the shepherds, they say, "We bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." All the people, not just a few, not just a subsection, everyone, you and me included. Jesus is born to us, and it's a truth, and it's for everyone. The acknowledgement tonight is yes, it's on repeat. You have heard it before, but the invitation is don't walk out. Don't even walk past it, because this is a true story that's for you. I decided to look it up, and apparently in the UK last year, 640,000 babies were born. Now, I know there's a mum here with a seven-month-old, and I reckon that each of their birth stories would no doubt have been retold, definitely on repeat in those first weeks and months, probably being retold again on their first birthday, and plan to retell it on their 21st birthday, or their 50th, or their 80th birthday. And I wonder whether any of those 640,000 people will make the history books. It's possible, isn't it? One or two might. There might have been a future prime minister in that 640,000 people. But even if they did make the history books, none of their births and life will be being told all over the world in 200 years' time. Jesus' birth is unique. Jesus was born for us. For us. What do I mean by that? Well, Jesus is not only for us in the sense that he champions us, he loves us, he's for us, but he came to earth to do things for us. Firstly, he came to literally embody God with us. I love Joseph. Joseph was pledged to be married to Mary, but before they came together, she becomes pregnant. We read in the Bible that Joseph was a good bloke, so he planned to divorce her quietly. But an angel appears to him in a dream, telling him not to be afraid to take Mary as his wife, as the child is God's son. And in the Bible it says this, and this fulfills another prophecy. The virgin will give birth to a son and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Jesus is born for us in the sense that God is with us. And even after Jesus' death and resurrection and his return to heaven, he sends the Holy Spirit so that God continues to be with us. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us, and it's such great news. You are never alone, never abandoned, if you acknowledge God with you. Whether life is tough for you right now or life is great for you, we don't have to ask the question, where is God? He is with us. God is with us is such a wonderful message. God, the all-knowing, all-powerful, all-loving, is with us. And I can tell you, I rejoice daily that God's with me. because it makes a day-to-day difference to my life. And I remind myself that God is with me by having Emmanuel as my password. And I know, sorry, dear husband Paul, I am not meant to share my password with a room of 150 people. And possibly, Ben, we're recording this and it'll go on our website. But I literally log in each day to the wonderful truth of God being with me. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. And Jesus is not just for Christmas. He's for every day. And the other way that Jesus was born for us is seen in the message that the angels give both to Mary and to Joseph. We heard the angel tell Mary, "You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you're to give him the name Jesus." The same message is repeated to Joseph, but the angels expand it. "She will give birth to a son, and you're to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." Unto us a child is born. He is born for us, for you and me. He is God's ultimate rescue plan to save us from our sins. God created us for relationship with him. That's how it began, and it began beautifully and so well. But as in that drama clip, not true and from the Bible, but tells a truth, the angel Raphael said on that screen, "Earth used to be like heaven before it got spoilt." The poor choices we make, the ways we mess up, get in the way of our relationship with God because he's a holy God. But the child was born for us. Jesus came for us, you and me, so that we can be forgiven of anything we've done wrong. And that restores our relationship with God, just how he planned it from the beginning. Jesus is the best gift ever. It's a story on repeat, repeat, repeat. But the gentle invitation is, don't walk out. Don't even walk by. Because it's the story, the truth that offers everything. And the child Jesus, who was born for us, can also be born in us. Now that might sound a bit strange. That might be a bit like, oh, this is getting the Christmas heavy bit. This is the Jesus in us bit. But if you've been singing "O Little Town of Bethlehem" on repeat over the last number of carol services and years, you've sang about this. We've sang it already tonight. "O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today." Jesus being born in us is choosing to say yes to living our lives with Jesus. And doing so, yes, means letting him be king of our lives, but means receiving everything he offers. That Bible reading from Isaiah had a list of names as to who Jesus is. And if we have Jesus in us, if we say yes to him, we have the forgiveness of the Saviour, the peace from the Prince of Peace, God with us every step, joy, purpose in life, a new start, life in its fullness. I could go on. It's a story on repeat, but you know, we're already part of his story. Jesus stepped into history for us, and we're already part of history. And so we're part of his story. And I love it that his story, the story of a child born to us, is reenacted every year. Wonderful nativity plays, or even some not quite so wonderful nativity plays. But they are great, whatever they're like, whether it's at a nursery, at a school, or in a church. You've probably been to one this year. You might have been to numerous. You've certainly been to them over the years. And likely, looking out at you lovely people, you've probably been part of one, even if it was a number of years ago. I found out last week that there is a Guinness World Record for the largest number of people in a nativity play. Back in 2016, the record was claimed by the town of Calne in Wiltshire. Here they are, on the green in Calne. All 1,254 of them. As my dear husband Paul said, that's a lot of tea towels. Sadly, they lost their accolade in 2019 to a town in the Philippines. They had 2,101 people in their nativity play. People in Calne, people in San Jose del Monte, Philippines, people in local schools, nurseries, churches, have all been part of nativity plays, part of his story. And because Jesus was born for all of us, I'm stating tonight that we are all part of his story. But the question and the invitation is, do you want Jesus to be part of your story? Do you want Jesus to be born in you today? Because that means all the wonderfulness and all the joy, all the love, and all the new life and hope that he brings. Let's pause with that question. Do you want Jesus to be part of your story? Do you want Jesus to be born in you today? For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The story on repeat, the beautiful story, the wonderful life-giving story, a story that invites a response from each and every one of us, a response to Jesus.